Start.
Sit.
Cut.
Yeah, we're working on an open. Don't worry.
Okay.
But as of now, yes. I'm going to give you three things, and it will either be literally or metaphorically. You tell me which one you'll start, which one you will sit, which one you will cut. First one, tie game, big game. Who do you want with the ball in their hand? Start, sit, cut. Devin Booker, Charles Barkley, Steve Nash.
Ooh.
Dan Booker.
All right. I would say I am going to start Devin Booker. I am going to sit Steve Nash. I'm going to cut Charles Barkley.
Yeah, I mean, are we assuming if they have the ball in their hands that they have to take the last shot?
Yeah. Well, no.
Well, in that case, I'm agreeing exactly with Bick. I'm starting Book.
Really?
I'm sitting Nash, and I'm cutting Barkley.
I can't believe neither of you chose Nash.
No, look, listen, I know where you're going with this, because Steve Nash had a great
super
buffet
clutch
of moments, playoff moments during that run. But Devin Booker, the stats on him and the game winners he's hit a ton of them for his age. I saw stat that only LeBron has made more. Have you seen that stat, Vinny? You know what I'm talking about?
I saw one about 30 points.
30 points and a buzzer beater game winner. He's among the all-time leaders in checking off those boxes.
All right. No love for Charles
I don't know how
Barkley.
They searched that, by the way. I was trying to figure out how I could search that.
I know. All right. Who's your general manager? Start, sit, cut. James Jones, Mike Hazen, Steve Keim.
Ooh. I start on this one?
Yep.
How come you didn't include the Coyotes?
Well, I remember.
Do they have a general manager right now?
I'm still, despite this start, I'm still starting Mike Hazen.
Wow.
I'm sitting. Oof. This is a tough one.
Mm.
Before the Hopkins deal, I probably was going to cut Keim, but I'll sit Keim and I'll cut James Jones, even though I like what he's doing too.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go in that exact order. Mike Hazen, overall, the body of work, what
wow
he brings to the job, he's number one. Steve Keim is sitting, and James Jones is being cut.
That is a lot of faith in Mike Hazen, considering his moves have not worked out for this season.
Well, yeah, but would you switch the order based on the result of 11 baseball games?
No, I'm overreacting. You're right.
No, what I'm saying is that's the whole thing with managing these people in these jobs, because very often they make good moves and the players, for whatever reason, really underperform. Maybe they don't prepare the same. Maybe they don't take it as seriously. Could be a lot of things that's outside, but the GM's got to wear that. So you as an organization have to be real smart at letting go of good people based on the vagaries of athletic competition. That's all I'm saying. Steelers have got that philosophy down to a T.
Mm-hmm. All right, you are locked in a room with one of these on your own. The actual animal. Start, sit, cut. A wildcat, a coyote, a diamondback.
Oof. Which one? Okay, so we're going to rank which one. The one we're cutting is the one we're scared of the most.
Correct.
Okay. I will start the coyote. I will sit the wildcat. I will cut the filthy rattlesnake.
I will start the coyote. I mean, there's dog in him. Maybe you can reason with him.
Sure. Who's a good boy?
That's a good point.
I'm sitting the D-back.
I like that.
And I'm cutting the wildcat, because I never want to spend any time in a room with any wildcat.
No version of a wildcat.
Oh, Vinny. Well done.
All right, today, National Underwear Day. Start, sit, cut. Boxers, briefs, boxer briefs.
So I'll start here. I'm starting boxer briefs. I mean, it's all the comfort of the boxer with all the support of the brief.
The best of
I'm
world.
Sitting boxer,
uh-huh,
and I'm cutting briefs. They shouldn't exist.
I'm right with Vinny. Boxer briefs, number one, I'm starting. I am sitting boxers. I am cutting the briefs.
I'm starting boxers by far. I do not like any kind of...
I don't need to know this.
Okay, well... All right.
You don't need any kind of what, Jarrett?
Constriction. Let me put it that way. All right, last one. Punched, start, sit, cut. A punch in the stomach from Mike Tyson. A fastball to the back from Randy Johnson. Or an open field, a tackle, a sack from Chandler Jones.
Yeah, I'm starting the open field sack from Chandler Jones. That's a pretty obvious one to me. The sitting, I'm going to absorb the fastball in the back from Randy Johnson. I will pass on the punch in the stomach from Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I would start the fastball in the back. That would not be pleasant, but knowing my physical makeup, the other two could kill me. So I
turn
will
into dust.
I will sit the sack from Chandler Jones, and I will cut the Mike Tyson stomach punch.
So the only thing about the stomach punch is that you can prepare your stomach.
But the sack, you can go down with the flow.
Well,
a punch, you're absorbing something that at
the back you really can't. You could.
You got to hope that fastball doesn't hit you right around the kidneys, which it did with Mark Grace, and he was peeing blood for a couple of days.
Yeah. But he got better.
Yeah.
There would be no getting better from a Mike Tyson stomach punch for me.
You're right.
Covered a lot of ground today in start, sit, cut.